chill in your bone marrow, the prickling sensation that creeps up your spine as the walls close in around you. You are trapped in this dark chamber that has not seen the light of day for many a century. Your primitive fight or flight reflex has engaged, but there is nowhere to run.
I shall. Yes, me, Mavis.
You are at my mercy. Helpless.
No, I can't talk any louder. This gentleman's boudoir. Something wants to bite my neck.
You ask yourself who among you will feel my touch of death? Whose blood will stain my chin?
It's all your old though, Shell. He can sink his fangs into me any time.
Some of you, I fear, treat your situation lightly. You seek to deny your fear. On your own heads, then, be the consequences.
Look, Shell, I've got to go. I think something's happening.
My loyal zombie servants, this is your victim. Deal with her as you will.
Oh, yeah, right. You're not scaring me, you know. Just... Hey, don't fucking flip an ass on me, you Oxfam reject. What are you... Hey, I'm being serious now. Get off me. I mean it. Get off me. Hey, put me down. I'll have you done for this. Don't just stand there, you lost. Help me. Are you dead or what?
Hoax or a case of mass hysteria? That's the question being asked by police at Mayview-on-Sea today after they received more than 40 reports of a UFO hovering over the once popular resort town last night. This video, one of six shot by amateur cameramen at the scene, shows a spaceship passing over the famous pier before allegedly disappearing into the sea. Experts, however, have been quick to dismiss the footage, which they say is obviously faked. So what do you think, Richard? Have little green men come to visit us?
I shouldn't think so, Sue. That ship looks like a spare hubcap, doesn't it?
With tinsel stuck to it. Well, Mayview isn't quite the holiday hotspot it once was. Perhaps somebody's hoping to put it back on the map.
I think you could be right there, Sue. Anyway, it's over to our sports desk now, where Terry is keeping his feet firmly on the ground.
You are having me on, aren't you? I mean, you can't be serious about this.
John has been known to be serious on many occasions, Paul. Mm.
We can't just ignore a report of alien activity, no matter how far-fetched it may sound to you.
It's just the work of some nutter.
The police received calls from 43 nutters, as you call them.
Yeah, but you must have seen that video on TV, though. This so-called UFO looks like it was knocked together from spare parts and dangled in front of the camera on a string.
Yes, well, as a tomorrow person, I've seen many spaceships exactly like that.
It didn't even look as though it was really there. There, in the sky, I mean. There was a sort of green line around it, as if it'd been added on later.
That green aura, Paul, is caused by the visible emissions of a hyperspatial engine.
Tim and I have been studying radar reports, hoping to find out when the ship first entered our atmosphere. If we can take a reverse bearing on its trajectory at the time, we can start to narrow down its point of origin.
Oh, you mean you don't recognise the make, then?
No, Paul, I don't. And that's what worries me. That vessel must belong to a race whom we haven't encountered before. But Earth is supposed to be a closed planet.
Well, I still reckon it was made in someone's garage. Haven't we got better things to worry about? Like planning my holiday with Ellie, for example.
This could be very important, Paul. Homo sapiens are not yet ready to cope with extraterrestrial visitors. We cannot allow the occupants of that spaceship, whoever they are, to make contact with them.
So, while Tim and I continue our work here, I want you and Eleanor to pay a visit to Mayview-on-Sea and see what you can find out.
Hey! Hey! Hmm? Yes, you, there! Hold up a sec. I'm not going into that haunted house, are you?
Well, yeah.
No, you can't! There's monsters in there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, of course there are.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't smirk at me, pal. I'm not doing this for my own good, you know. I'm trying to help you. I know what's in there.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, well, be like that. But don't say you weren't warned. There are monsters in there, mate. Real monsters. And they're killers.
Oh, this is not the holiday I had in mind. This is just typical. This is what Mayview was always like when my parents used to bring me here when I was 7. Wet, windy and dull.
Lucky for us then, Paul. On a good day, we'd never have been able to jaunt straight onto the beach without being noticed.
You mean people actually try to sunbathe here?
I know what you mean. It's filthy.
Oh, I bet I could walk on that water without even breaking the crust. No wonder they need a fake flying saucer to get the tourists in.
If it was a fake...
Oh, Ellie, not you and all. I rely on you. You're supposed to be the sane one.
I don't know what to think, Paul. Tim taps into the police computers and pulled out a list of last night's callers. Some of them were anonymous, but we've still got almost 20 names and addresses to go on. That's a lot of people for a simple hoax.
So, where to first?
Well... Four of the callers live on the same road, Damon Street, just up the promenade here. I thought we could pay a call on them.
I can't see it do much good, though. They'll just stick to their stories, won't they?
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, why don't we ask around first? Find people who were out here last night and see if they saw anything.
Okay. You do that and I'll check out Damon Street. Where are you thinking of starting?
Well, what I thought was, if I went down that way...
Oh, I see. To the fun fair.
Well, all the stall holders and staff must have digs around here, mustn't they? I can talk to them.
Okay, Paul, you can go to the fairground. But remember, won't find any answers on the roller coaster.
Ha ha.
Nothing. Not a single blip. It doesn't make sense, Tim. Even the most advanced cloaking systems leave behind some telltale traces, but our scanners didn't pick up a thing last night.
Perhaps Paul was right after all.
Well, I suppose that's possible.
Alternatively, John, have you considered that our UFO may have been here for longer than we thought?
And been hidden, you mean?
There was a flare of cosmic radiation in the upper atmosphere 6 nights ago. It could have been a natural occurrence.
Or it could have been a cloaked ship. But why, Tim? Why go to all that trouble to arrive on Earth unnoticed and then fly low over a heavily populated town? Unless... Perhaps our visitors were trying to leave and their systems malfunctioned.
Some of the reports do suggest that the ship crashed into the sea.
They could be stranded here. If only we knew what we were dealing with.
I have been trying to contact our old friend Timus at the Galactic Trig, but without success yet. I thought he might be able to identify the vessel.
But if he could, wouldn't you have had that information already?
Not necessarily, John. In these fraught times, my databanks are not always updated as often as I would like.
Let's hope Eleanor and Paul can turn up something, then.
I'm at the first address now, Paul. I'll let you know if I learn anything. Been on any good rides yet?
Actually, for your information, I'm still on the promenade. I've talked to a few people already. I was about to... Oh.
Hey!
Sorry, I...
You want to watch where you're going, mate.
Paul, are you all right?
I'm fine, Ellie. I just bumped into someone.
You're not going in there, are you?
Sorry? What did you say?
The haunted house. I said you're not going in there, are you?
Well, I was thinking about it, yeah. I want a quick word with the owners.
Oh, you want to keep away from them, trust me.
Why?
They're monsters, that's why. Seriously, I know it sounds daft, but I've seen them. Big, green monsters.
Uh-huh. And I suppose you saw this flying saucer last night?
What, that thing? No, but I saw it on telly. Looks like a flipping upcat with a bit of tinsel stuck to it. I'm talking about real monsters here, pal. Look at me. Go on, look. Does it look like I'm the type to scare easy? Because I'm not, you know, not me. I'll tell you this much. You wouldn't get me back inside that house for £1,000,000. I'd be scared of never coming out again. I would.
Oh, I get it. You work here, don't you? You're trying to talk this place up, make it sound like it's actually scary.
Don't say that. Do not say that. People keep saying that, and they keep going into that flipping house.
Look, it's a good pitch, really, but it's just not my thing, okay?
Yeah, well, you do right, mate. That's it. Go on, keep walking. Get as far away as you can. And that goes for the rest of you and all. Just walk past. You don't want to come in here. Just keep...
She is afraid, as well she might be. The thought of what she experienced in this room makes adrenaline course through her system. Her frenzied breathing fills her ears, and her heart beats faster.
Yes, but she can't communicate her fear of us to her fellow creatures as we had hoped.
No, that is a problem. No, I don't understand it. The humans wish to be scared. That is why they come here. And yet, although we festoon our house with cobwebs and spiders and paintings of ghosts, they feel only amusement. They mock us. Even
this disguise I wear, this form of a creature from their darkest imaginings, does not terrify them. I just don't see what else we can do.
Perhaps we should dispose of the female now before she attracts any more attention?
No, she is doing us no harm. In fact, she has increased our trade. We should allow her to continue her protest and study her. We must know why she, of all the human creatures, is the only one who fears us.
Good morning, Paul.
Oh, am I the first here? Where's John?
He left only a few hours ago. He worked through the night trying to find out more about this spaceship.
Any luck?
I regret not. So far, we are working entirely on supposition.
Oh, well, looks like I was right then. It was all a fake.
Am I to assume that your investigations at Mayview-1C were not entirely productive?
Well, I found some people who said they'd seen a ship, stallholders mostly, but they were just playing along with a story. I mean, it's a boost to their trade, isn't it?
I suppose it is, Paul.
They couldn't tell me anything that hadn't been on the news.
Eleanor, on the other hand, seemed to believe that the people she spoke to were telling the truth.
They can't prove it, though, can they?
By the time John left this morning, he was inclined to agree with you.
About time.
An hour ago, however, I monitored a news report that might shed fresh light upon the situation.
Oh, don't tell me. Another hubcap's turned up.
No, Paul. It is something a little more tangible this time.
Was washed ashore at the coastal resort town of Mayview-on-Sea at about 6:30 this morning. The body has now been identified as belonging to David Hansen, the owner of Fear on the Promenade, a nearby haunted house attraction.
Haunted house?
Police have said that Mr. Hansen could have been dead for up to a week, and foul play hasn't been ruled out. Mayview-on-Sea hit the headlines 2 days ago when a flying saucer...
Is something wrong, Paul? You have turned rather pale.
Okay, that's it. Thanks, love.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that all you want? You're just going to take the picture and go? I haven't told you about zombies yet.
Oh, God.
They dragged me away, they did. You can't...
See ya.
Hey, come back here. I'm not finished yet. Well, I hope you're going to spell my name right. I don't want you calling me Mavis. I'm trying out Maeve. That's Maeve with an E. M-A-E-V-E. Poultice. They're all flipping the same, aren't they? I don't know why I even bother. I'm trying to save people from a fate worse than death, Aaron. No one believes a flipping word I'm saying.
I believe you.
You... really?
I believe you encountered something dangerous inside that house.
Oh, at last! Someone is prepared to listen. Oh, I could kiss you!
And that won't be necessary, miss.
Oh, no, you don't need to call me miss, love. My name's Mavis. I mean, Maeve. Do you see this? Do you? Somebody takes me seriously.
I think we should go somewhere more private. I'll get you a cup of tea and then you can tell me the whole story.
Oh, no, I can't. I've got to stay here. I've got to warn people about the monsters.
Don't need to worry about that. Everything's under control now.
Fear. You feel it, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? The chill in your bone marrow. The prickling sensation that creeps up your spine as the walls close in around you.
Well, this was a waste of £8 then, wasn't it? Or are you going to tell me that's a real vampire?
We're not here for the show, Paul. If John is right, it's just a cover for something more sinister.
Well, if it is, it's a pretty naff one.
And perhaps that's why nobody else suspects anything. Paul?
Yes, Ellie?
What are you hiding in your coat?
Nothing.
Paul?
It's a goldfish. I won it.
Okay.
Look, I'll give it to that bloke over there.
Okay.
Excuse me. I don't want this. Perhaps you could give it a good home?
Thanks.
I think something's happening, Paul.
Nah, this is all part of the act, surely.
That's right, my servants. Remove the disruptive influence from our midst. Teach these peasants to respect the power of fear.
No! Get off me! What are you doing? Help! Help!
This is real, Paul. We've got to do something.
No, I don't think we should...
Leave her alone!
No, Ellie!
Get off her! What are you doing?
Please, madam, sir...
They're just people in costumes, Ellie. Look at them.
You don't know that, Paul. They might be shapeshifters. Oh. They were trying to take this woman away.
Will you get away from me? You've ruined my whole act.
You're... Oh, I see. You work here.
It was a harmless charade, madam. We set up an actor to be dragged away from the audience.
It's all part of the effect, you see?
I apologize if we scared you.
I didn't realize.
Look, I'm really sorry about this, folks. She's had a bit too much to drink.
Paul?
I'll take her back the way we came. Please, just get back to what you were doing. I'm really sorry. Sorry.
Did you see that? Did you see what just happened?
Of course I did. I was right there.
They were afraid of us. The male and female younglings were afraid.
But they were the only ones. The other humans ridiculed them.
Yes, yes, they did. But did you hear what the female said? They know.
Oh, dear.
They know what we are.
Then we must leave here. I don't think my nerves could stand another visit from their law enforcers.
Don't you see? It was because they recognized our true natures that they were afraid. Like the other female. We don't need this house and its tawdry trappings to inspire fear in the humans. Our very presence on their world will do that.
I don't know. That's what you said when we launched our ship. But it didn't work, did it?
Then we will show the humans something they can't sneer at and dismiss. We will show them our true faces.
Ooh, I like that. Should I assemble the others?
I think you should. And hurry. It's time we showed these scoffing creatures what true horrors lurk among them.
I shouldn't even have gone into that flipping haunted house. It was Sam's idea. She said it'd be a laugh. That's my best mate, Sandra. At least she was my best mate. We had this big row. She called me a gobby cow. Can you believe that?
So what happened next?
Well, I stormed off, didn't I? I told her I was sick of her getting drunk and coming onto people in the street. She was making us look like a right pair of slappers.
And you went into the haunted house?
Well, I didn't mean to, but it was right there, yeah? And I just wanted to get away from San. And the next thing I knew, I was at the ticket booth. And I thought, well, you know, why not? I mean, it's bound to be a giggle, isn't it?
And you saw something in there, didn't you?
Oh, I saw something. I mean, not first, don't get me wrong. It was full of the usual rubbish, you know, like fake cobwebs and gravestones and stuff and cold air blowing through the walls. But then these zombies attacked me.
Zombies?
Well, I thought they were actors at first, till they grabbed hold of me and started to drag me away. Well, I wasn't having any of it, no matter who they were. So I started kicking and screaming. Everyone else thought I was just putting it on like it was just part of the act.
I see. And where did these zombies take you?
Well, they have this little back room, right? And here. You're not from police, are you?
No, Mavis. Maeve. I'm not from the police.
Good. A fat lot of good they were. They gave me this right telling off for wasting their precious time. Of course, when the owner of the house turns up dead this morning, they're straight round there asking questions. And I want to say to him, I want to say, see, I told you so. I told you there was something fishy about that place.
What did you see in the back room?
Well, these zombies, they weren't people at all. I mean, they weren't zombies either. They were... Well, I saw two of them changing. I'm not making this up, you know. I know it sounds mad, but they weren't... Well, monsters... Big, green, shape-changing monsters.
I want you to think about this very carefully, Maeve. I want you to describe these creatures to me in as much detail as you can.
Well, I don't know where to start, really. They were awful.
Oh, come on, Ellie, it's freezing out here. I don't know what we're still hanging about for anyway. We've blown our cover.
I've just contacted John. There's definitely something funny about that house, Paul.
Yeah, well, the only people I saw being laughed at were us.
As soon as the next tour starts, I think we should jaunt in there. John says we might find something in the back room.
Oh, hang about. It looks like something's happening at the entrance.
What is it? Can't quite make out.
Oh, somebody's coming out. No. Oh, make that something. Five of them. No, six. Oh, I don't believe this.
What are they?
I hope so, for their sake. Look at those white things on their heads. Half ping pong balls. Are they supposed to be their eyes?
I don't think they're wearing costumes, Paul. I think we're seeing them in their natural state.
And we're supposed to be scared of them, are we?
Maybe. Paul, look what they're carrying.
Egg boxes.
No. I mean, yes, that's what they look like. But the way they're carrying them, I think they're guns.
You didn't tell me that before.
Are you sure? I must have done. I mean, it's the old point, isn't it?
You saw the corpse of the haunted house's owner?
Well, yeah. Of course, I didn't know who he was then, like. You know, not until I saw his mugshot on the news this morning. He was just lying in this cupboard and the door had come open a bit, like, and...
He must have dumped the body in the sea when he realised it had been seen.
That's why I wanted to stop people going in there. I mean, you didn't think I was scared of a bunch of squeaky-voiced muppets, did you? I thought they were going to do me in. That's what I was scared of.
These creatures, they weren't dome-shaped, were they? With ridges around them?
No.
What sort of thing?
I told you, they were like... like glove puppets.
Mm. You couldn't narrow it down a little, could you?
I don't know what they really look like, anyway, but, I mean, they could change shape. I did say that, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And that could be even worse. An alien shape changer was responsible for the Second World War, you know.
All right, this is getting weird. What's all this stuff about aliens and sources? Just a minute. You're one of them, aren't you?
I most certainly am not.
You are! You're one of them! You just wanted to get me away from the house so you could lure people up to that bedroom and do stuff to them.
I believed you, mate. Now I need you to believe me.
Oh, get away from me!
This should pay for the tea and for the lady's alcoholic beverage. I'd better go after her. Excuse me.
Why aren't you running from us, humans? Did you not hear what we said? We are here to take over your...
Try, destroy.
Destroy your world. We've got space guns, you know.
In fact, we've got...
Oh, flippin' heck! They're everywhere!
You loathsome creature! How dare you manhandle my pairmate! You should fear us!
Yes, fear us! Fear the latex!
Fear the latex!
Hey, get down!
Babe! There was no need to shoot her. Babe? Mavis! Can you hear me?
I'm not entirely sure this is working.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use my weapon on the human. I lost my temper.
Let us return to base. I think we need to reconsider our strategy.
They're getting away.
There's no time to worry about the aliens now. We know where to find them. This woman needs our help.
She's unconscious. Is she breathing?
It's just about. But think with me, both of you. We need to give her all the energy we can spare.
Well, shouldn't we call an ambulance?
No, Paul. I doubt if any SAT doctor would be able to treat the effects of an iron emitter gun. There. That should keep her alive for the time being. But we need to get her back to the lab where Tim can take a look at her.
We can't just jaunt out in front of all these SATs.
No. Paul, you take Mavis's legs, I'll take her arms. We'll carry her into that alleyway over there.
I'll get Tim to send a mass transport about.
Oh, blimey. She could do with losing a bit of weight.
No, Paul.
I don't understand it.
Me neither. I felt sure our clever scheme would work.
I'm beginning to think these humans are immune to fear.
Don't be silly. We know from our scans that that is not the case.
And yet, when we duplicate images from them...
Oh, look at that.
What?
The screen. One of the humans has come back.
It looks like...
It is. One of the scaredy cats.
And a female. This is good. This is very good. Our research indicates that female humans are particularly prone to fear. They scream and faint and flap their hands.
What should we do?
We should bring her here and question her.
Do you think that's wise?
We have no choice. We are weakening. If we do not find sustenance for our people soon, we will all die.
Quick, Keisha. Paul, put her on the bed.
She's called Mavis, Tim. She was shot with an alien weapon. We had no choice but to bring her back here. We don't know how much damage it might have done.
I'm examining her now. Where is Eleanor?
Oh, she stayed behind to keep an eye on things. You ask me, the sooner we get back to the haunted house with our stun guns, the better.
It looks like things have quietened down at the haunted house for now, Paul. And I'm sure Eleanor will inform us if the situation changes. I'd rather know a little more about what we're facing before we go blundering in there.
Well, what's to know? Those things shoot people.
Those things, precisely. We don't know what they are yet, nor what they want on Earth. I think there's more to this business than meets the eye.
I haven't heard from Timers yet, John, but I may have another lead.
Maeve? Maeve, can you hear me? It's John from the cafe, remember? You're in safe hands.
She is only stunned, John. The weapon did do some damage, but you were able to repair most of it between you. It is fortunate that you reached her when you did. She will make a full recovery.
So what's this lead of yours then, Tim? Don't tell me you've tracked down the planet of the puppet people in your space atlas.
Not quite, Paul. But I may have calculated the current position of the alien spaceship.
Excuse me, miss.
Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I didn't hear you coming.
Might I ask you what you're doing, miss, lurking around in this dark alleyway?
I was just, waiting for somebody. A friend. He went into the haunted house over there.
And you don't want this friend of yours to see you?
Well, no. I mean, it's complicated.
There was a rather brutal murder around here, miss, just a few days ago. It's not a good idea to be skulking in the shadows now, is it?
I suppose not.
Let's have your name, then, and we can both be getting on our way, can't we?
It's Eleanor. E-L-E-N-A.
And would you mind telling me, Miss Eleanor, if you recognise this object that I am holding?
Looks like an egg box. Oh.
So, this is where the aliens went down, yeah?
According to eyewitness reports, yes, Paul. This is where their spaceship entered the water.
I'm surprised it didn't bounce off.
Right.
I hope you don't expect me to go diving down there.
We can do better than that. Do you have the coordinates yet, Tim?
I do, John. By examining the various amateur recordings, I have calculated the speed and trajectory of the vessel. I have also allowed for the action of the tide.
And you know where the hubcap thing ended up, then?
I can certainly make a good estimate, Paul.
Hang on a minute. How good?
I am reasonably confident that I can jaunt you and John into the submerged ship in no more than 2 or 3 attempts.
2 or 3? No, thank you.
We don't have a choice, Paul.
Oh.
Anyway, I have faith in Tim. By all accounts, we're looking for quite a large vessel. I think we have a good chance of jaunting to it first time.
All right. But I'm keeping my mouth closed, just in case.
Leave that when you see it.
Eh?
We're ready, Tim.
Okay.
like, pathetic human. You will not break your chains. You are trapped here at our mercy.
I wasn't struggling, actually.
But soon you will. Soon you will strain at your bonds in desperation, every instinct screaming at you to flee as your heart...
Oh, get on with it.
Do you mind? You're spoiling the effect.
Just show her the scary things and I'll record her reaction to them.
Scary things?
Oh, yes, my helpless captive. Now, at last, you begin to see the full import of your predicament.
Sorry, I'm not sure I do.
Like all your kind, you believe yourself inured to fear. You think your postmodern cynicism can keep you safe from your darkest nightmares. But nothing, nothing can prepare you for the mind-freezing horror that is this plastic skeleton!
She doesn't seem very frightened.
Why don't you tell me what you want? I might be able to help.
There's only one way you can help us, human. And that is by succumbing to the terror that you must feel at the sight of this hollowed-out pumpkin!
A vegetable. Yes, very scary.
Ah, but this is no mere vegetable, for this pumpkin has... a scary face carved into it! Yes, yes, that's right, human. Cringe in terror at this manifestation of all that is evil in your world!
I'd rather not.
I think I saw a mouse around here once. Would that scare you at all?
Not really.
I'm sure we could find you a chair if you wanted to, you know, jump onto it. No?
Oh, where the blooming heck am I now?
Ah, Mavis, you're awake. I hope you are feeling better.
Maeve. Who are you? Where are you?
My name is Tim, Mavis, and I'm all around you.
Well, you better show yourself. Now. Are you a pervert or what? Have you been watching me sleeping?
I am a biotronic artificial intelligence, Mavis.
A bio-what? Oh, God. You're some sort of mad computer, aren't you? Are you in those four ball things up there? Oh, God, is this a spaceship? Oh, please do not say I'm on a flipping spaceship.
You are not on a spaceship, Mavis. You are in the laboratory of the Tomorrow People. And strictly speaking, I am not a computer.
Laboratory? If you think you're experimenting on me, mate, you can stuff it.
You were brought here, Mavis, because you needed medical treatment.
I remember these three weirdos that put this belt thing on me. And the next thing I knew, I was...
John and the others jaunted you here.
I've got my mobile on me. I can call police, you know.
You are unlikely to get a signal down here, Mavis. And I would appreciate it if you would keep what you have learned a secret. If too many saps learn of our existence... Mavis, what are you doing?
I'm getting myself tooled up, that's what I'm doing.
I would rather you returned the stun gun to the rack, Mavis.
Shouldn't leave him lying about then, should you? Now you can just flipping, well, jolt me back where I came from, or I start shooting. Right? I'll count to three.
I really think you should wait for John and the others.
I warned you. Now get me back home.
Before I jaunt you anywhere, Mavis, you must put the gun down.
What? Let you zap me again? Oh, don't think so, mate. Get me out of here, or the next shot will be aimed at your big silver balls.
It is only a stun gun, Mavis. And I should point out that if you were to damage my systems, I would be unable to...
Right. That does it. Have you had enough yet? Well... Have you? Computer? Computer? Where have you gone? Oh, this isn't flipping funny, you know. I can't see a thing. Where are you? Oh, how do I get out of this flipping place? Ow! Oh. Computer, where the flaming hell are you? Oh, God, is there a door out of here or what? I'd better not be out in outer space. Oh, do not tell me I'm in outer space. Oh, can anyone hear me? I'm locked in here. Is anybody out there? Help! Help! Oh, flipping heck!
Thank you for dropping the gun, Mavis.
You
I will return you to where the Tomorrow People found you, now.
You mean you weren't... I thought I... Oh, you bionic git!
Goodbye, Mavis.
Hey, did you call me a sap back there?
I've gone through the whole ship, John, but I can't find anything. It looks like someone's done a pretty good job of cleaning out. How are you doing with the computer log?
Not very well.
You mean you haven't found anything?
I mean, I don't particularly like what I have found. Apparently this ship belongs to a race called the Harag.
Bless you.
The Harag have a reputation as fierce warriors.
So how come I haven't heard of them before?
Because they keep themselves to themselves, mostly. They've refused all requests to trade with or even talk to the Galactic Trig. If they come to Earth, they must have a very good reason.
And what else do we know about them?
Not a great deal. There aren't many people alive who've ever seen a Harag.
Well, perhaps they're ashamed to be seen. I mean, I bet they get a lot of laughing and pointing.
What do you mean? Oh, no, Paul. Those creatures we saw on the promenade weren't Harag. I don't know what they were.
So we're dealing with two alien races? Well, unless the green things got hold of this ship from the, Harag.
Harag.
Yeah. I can't see that, though. Can you imagine those things in a fight? I mean, they'd have to be a lot more dangerous than they look.
Glad you finally accept that possibility. Aha!
What?
I've been trying to retrieve some data from the ship's computer banks, and I think I may just have it.
They've been watching horror films?
Oh, it's no use. I've tried everything.
Well, I thought you made a very convincing ghost with that sheet over your head. I'd have screamed myself if I could.
Thank you. Look, human, something must frighten you. I demand to know what it is, or I'll...
What will you do?
I don't know.
You could try the paper bat again.
Would that work?
No, of course it wouldn't. All right, that's it. I've had enough of this.
How did you do that? One second you were over there, all chained up.
And now I'm over here. And I can jaunt out of this place altogether if I decide to. Is that what you want?
You can't. We need you. We need to understand.
Then you better tell me what this is all about.
We can't.
If you knew the truth, you would not fear us.
I don't fear you now.
She's got a point.
But that's important to you, isn't it? You want people to be afraid. You need it. Get off me, you puppy!
Look what we have found!
Mavis!
Ah, and now the other female scaredy cat has walked back into our clutches.
Tim, Mavis is here. I don't know how she got out of the lab, but I need you to jaunt her back there, now.
If I must.
Tell me, human, can you teleport as well?
Judging by her expression, I would say not.
You? I remember your face. You're one of those Tomorrow weirdos. You can get us out of here, can't you?
The matter transporter belt has returned without Mavis, Eleanor. She must have discarded it.
I'm sorry, Mavis. Not without the belt we gave you. Well, shoot 'em then. Go on, shoot 'em. I know you've got guns. You did bring one, didn't you? No, I didn't. We only use violence as a last resort. Oh, you daft cow!
She cannot escape.
And the first female won't abandon her friend.
These freaks killed someone. You've got to get us out of here before they do it again.
Oh, feel that.
I feel it, and it feeds me.
What are they banging on about? They're empervores, Mavis. They feed off our emotions. One emotion in particular.
It's been so long. I thought we could not survive on this world, but now the blissful energy fills me again. It strengthens me.
At last, they fear us.
John, Paul.
Is there something wrong, Tim?
I have detected another cosmic radiation flare.
What does that mean?
It means, Paul, that another cloaked ship may have entered Earth's atmosphere. And if I plotted its course accurately, it will enter the water at Mayview-on-Sea in about 6 seconds' time.
You mean it's coming towards us?
Precisely.
More of those creatures?
Or the Harag come to retrieve their ship?
Either way, let's jaunt out of here now.
No, Paul, not yet. I want to take a look at these new arrivals. Tim, can you send us 2 stun guns?
They're on their way, John.
Come on, we'll take cover behind these consoles.
I can't see them, John. What do they look like?
They're Horag, all right. Three of them, wearing black battle suits and armed to the teeth.
They don't look like glove puppets, then.
No, Paul, not in the slightest. They've got a tracking device.
John, watch out!
John, out of here, now!
What's happened?
They shot John! That's what's happened! Those Horag things in mid-jaunt and all! I didn't even know that was possible!
It sounds as if they disrupted his electromagnetic field, preventing his escape along the force line.
Yeah, never mind that now, Tim. I can't talk to him. I can't even feel him in my head anymore.
I have been trying to contact John telepathically since you arrived, Paul.
And?
I'm afraid I have received no response.
For a LaTeX in the old days. We could hide in the forests and wait for an animal to pass by.
Then he would adopt the shape of its natural predator and leap out at it. As the animal fled, we would absorb its fear.
So you got your kicks from being cruel to dumb creatures?
They were doing what they had to, Mavis, to survive.
Oh, trust one of you wet lot to defend them.
But then the Horag came.
The Horag.
They changed us. No longer can we be sustained by the instinctual terror of lesser species.
Only the fear of intelligent creatures satisfies us now.
We were hungry on our world. We came here in search of fresh food. We should have stayed where we were.
The creatures of your world laugh at us.
You poor things.
Poor things? Those flipping poor things killed the owner of this place, remember?
It was an accident.
This building was designed to inspire fear. It seemed an ideal place in which to secrete ourselves.
But the owner did not fear us. He was angry.
He referred to my head as a stupid mask and tried to tear it from my neck. My pairmate was forced to shoot him.
Yes, shoot him. He feared us then, for a few pitiful seconds before he expired.
It was the last half-decent meal we had.
Search the rest of the vessel. Report any life signs.
Yes, Master.
John, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, still I can hear you. Sorry I didn't answer before, I'm a little shaken.
I have Paul with me, John. He is quite keen to rejoin you.
No, Tim, it's best I deal with this on my own.
Human captive, are you fit enough to talk, or do you require a stimulant?
No need for that, Hunt Master. Just give me a few seconds. Those guns of yours pack quite a punch.
Had it not been for your semi-tangible state, you would have been destroyed. You were fortunate.
Yes, well, before I thank my lucky stars, I'd quite like to know why you shot me in the first place.
We are hunting six creatures from our own world. They stole this spaceship, and their appearance is inconstant.
I see. So you mistook me for them, and you decided to shoot first and ask questions later.
Yes, we shot first. Now ask questions. Our scans confirm that you are not our quarry. Why then are you aboard this vessel?
These creatures of yours have been causing problems on Earth. I was trying to find out more about them.
Your race is not advanced enough to deal with LaTeX.
You'd be surprised what we've dealt with, Huntmaster.
They are terrifying monsters.
Really?
They use their shape-changing abilities to paralyze their victims with fear. Then they feed off them.
Well, I must say, they're not doing a very good job of it.
They will learn. They will find out what scares your kind, and they will use it without conscience, without mercy. We would not wish to see such evil inflicted upon your world as it was our own.
So, what do you intend to do?
You will take us to the Vortex.
So, what you're saying is, you thought you could learn all you needed to know about human beings from a few old films.
Was that awfully silly of us?
Our research indicated that your horror movies aim to engender fear in their viewers.
Well, yes, you could say that. But the images in them, vampires, ghosts, monsters, nobody's scared of them in real life because, well, nobody believes in them. Mavis, why do you watch horror movies?
Me? Oh, well, they're a bit of a laugh, aren't they? You know, all those daft monsters with bolter necks and hunchbacks and stuff and the mad scientists with staring eyes and hair all over the place.
Then the films themselves are the problem. You have taken your darkest nightmares and shone the bright light of your entertainment media upon them. You have trivialized your fears.
A cunning species, indeed.
And your science fiction has likewise turned the real threat of alien invasion into a series of cheaply imagined clichés.
Yeah, 70s telly has got a lot to answer for.
Then what does still frighten your kind? How can we scare you?
I've been thinking about that, and I believe we have the answer already.
We do?
It was something you said earlier. Something we learned when we first came here.
You mean?
Yes. We felt it as the owner of this building took his last breath. And the rotund female here...
Hey!
...confessed that she saw his body. That is why she alone believed in our powers.
I think I see.
The humans fear death.
How are you feeling now, John?
I'm fine, Tim. Just a little winded. I'm aboard the Horag spaceship, the second one, that is. They're preparing for takeoff.
Their cloaking device is operational, I hope?
Yes, don't worry, I made sure of that. The haunted house has a flat roof, so that's where we'll land. We shouldn't be seen. Even so, I don't know if this is a good idea. We didn't have much say in the matter, I'm afraid.
Your suspicions may be justified, John. I have heard from Timus.
Did he know anything about the Latex?
He did indeed. Apparently, they were a docile species on the Horag home world. But because of their ability to inspire fear, they were considered vermin. The Horag hunted them, John. It was a game to them, a game around which in time an industry evolved. And when the game became too easy for the Horag, they changed the rules.
What happened?
They wanted to make the hunt more challenging. To this end, they carried out genetic modifications upon a small number of the creatures to increase their intelligence. Put simply, John, we are dealing with a batch of genetically modified Latex.
And, of course, the scientists went too far.
Their experimental subject broke free and stole the spaceship. They have been on the run for many months.
And now they've come to Earth.
But they have not come far enough to escape their hunters.
All right, this has gone beyond a joke now. Stop waving those flipping egg boxes at me. And don't think I don't know what return means, by the way. It means stupid, don't it?
I can feel it. Their fear of us grows.
No, this is only apprehension. When I shoot the humans, when they know that they are dying, then they will know fear.
Yes.
But it only lasts a few seconds, you said.
She's right. A precious moment, and then the fear is gone.
You see, it's not worth killing us for a quick snack, is it? Are you going to help me out here, or what?
Just another second.
We have a saying on our world that even a snack is a banquet to a starving Latek. And after all, we have no shortage of unsuspecting snacks.
Before you pull that trigger, there's something you should know.
Has that computer thing sent you a gun at last?
I've just contacted some friends of mine.
I didn't see her lips move. Did you?
They tell me there's a Horag ship on its way here, carrying a Huntmaster and two warriors.
The Horag! They found us!
And just as we were beginning to understand these creatures...
Quick, shoot the prisoners! We can at least die with full stomachs!
No, you and the others should leave this building. Take the human scaredy-cats with you. Their fear should keep you alive.
And what if we won't go?
Don't argue, Mavis. John says we should get out of here.
John? Oh, you mean the man in the corduroy trousers.
Head for the densely populated area to the north.
But what about you?
I'll be right behind you.
What are you doing?
I've had an idea. I think I know how to rid ourselves of our pursuers and ensure that we never go hungry again.
Sensors confirm Arctic traces beneath us. Find the creatures and destroy them.
Yes, Master.
Wait a minute, you didn't say anything about destroying them.
It has been a good hunt, but our quarry having run to ground at last, we will take their hides as trophies.
I'm sorry, Huntmaster, I can't let you do that.
Re-scanning.
Do you hear me, Huntmaster? I won't let you...
The architects have evacuated the building. Recalibrate scanning equipment to track residual heat signatures.
Yes, Huntmaster.
We must leave now.
Not before we've talked about this. I'm sure if you and I and a representative of the Latex could just sit around a table, we could work some...
The stolen Harak equipment in this room has been set to self-destruct. The building and its surroundings will shortly be atomized.
Well, can't you stop it?
It is not necessary. Sensors indicate that we have sufficient time to vacate the blast area. The hunt will not be impeded.
It's flippin' ridiculous, that's what it is. Two young ladies being held at gunpoint by six green monsters in broad daylight, and no one gives a monkey's!
I don't like this place. I can feel traces of fear, but not enough to feed me. It is frustrating.
Again, the humans subvert their fears, turning them into entertainment. They suppress their phobias to ride the roller coasters. But do not concern yourself. In approximately 5 Earth minutes, that will change.
Hey, you! Yes, you! Are you going to help us here, or what? See? No.
Silence, you prattling human! I'm trying to explain my devious plan.
Point your space gun at her. That should work.
Our former base is about to be consumed by a spectacular explosion. Many humans will be killed.
That's monstrous!
Thank you. At present, we are just outside the blast area. However, the humans here will witness the slaughter. They will forget their cynicism then, and we will feast. But that will not be the end of it. As word of these deaths spread, so too will the fear.
No. No, it won't. Don't you see? Humans live with the threat of death every day. We hear about terrorist attacks, wars, train wreck murders, but we don't give in to fear.
Too right.
We can't. If we did, we wouldn't be able to live our lives.
Then the deaths will continue until you do give in.
We don't want to do this, do we? If only we had been taken seriously.
There has to be another option. We can help you find it.
Oh, stop shocking onto them! Listen, pal, you go back and watch your films again. See what happens when the bug-eyed types take on the human race. You won't be so cocky when the missile ram right up your...
I've had enough of you, human. We do not need you anymore. Time, I think, for a light penalty.
No! It's not Kermit!
Oh, no! What has she done to your tender part?
Mavis, run!
Shoot them, you fool!
Drop your weapons and let go of Ellie!
Paul! That's more like it. Well, go on then. Shoot the others.
What do we do?
Don't worry. Your friends aren't hurt, just paralyzed.
Oh, typical. They tried to kill me, you know.
We've got problems, Ellie.
The haunted house, I know.
John's there now. He'll work something out. But according to him, the Harag are following your heat trail.
They've left the haunted house? They won't be atomized in the explosion?
No, they're here, in the fairground.
Serves you right, that does.
What can we do? We can't fight them.
We've got to keep the Harag and the Latex apart, at least till John and Tim have dealt with this bomb. Then they can work out what to do next.
But you've paralyzed two of us. How can we run?
I'll come with you. We'll carry them between us. Paul, see if you can delay the hunters.
Yeah, right. Give me the easy job.
What about me? What do I do?
Find a safe place and keep your fingers crossed.
Hang on!
Go, Mavis. You'll only get in our way here.
Oh, it's dead charming, that is.
Oh, it's no use, Tim. I've isolated the processor and cut the wires to the timer, but the plasmic pressure is still building.
Have you tried countermanding the destruct order, John?
Yes, I broke the encryption, but it was too late.
Then I'm afraid, John, the self-destruct sequence can no longer be aborted.
We must be able to do something.
I would suggest jolting to a safe distance of at least 1 kilometer away. The haunted house will explode in approximately 54 seconds.
It's not long enough to clear the area, Tim.
Regrettably, you are correct.
Unless...
What are you thinking, John?
No time to explain. Just stay with me. I'm going to need your help. That's the general idea. Now don't come any closer or I'll shoot.
Scan confirmed that your weapon cannot affect us.
Yeah? Well, do you feel like putting that to the test?
Remove the obstruction. Yes, and master.
Or we could talk about it. I can't stop the hurrah, Gelly. The stun guns don't affect them.
Are you all right, Paul?
Yeah. Good thing for me they can't shoot straight either. But they're right behind you.
What is happening?
He's arguing communion with your male panelate again.
The what?
Has he destroyed the hurrah?
Has he gunned them down and left them in a pool of their own cold blood?
Has he made them afraid?
Look, all of you, we need to pick up the pace. We have to... John! We have to keep moving. Come on.
But two of our group are still dead.
And we'll have been for running.
We sway from side to side. Yes, I know, but the hurrahs are...
Attack, creatures. Surrender yourselves for destruction. Or you will be... destroyed.
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
I jolted in behind the ghost train. In the chaos, I didn't think anyone would notice. Where are Eleanor and the Latex?
Just round that corner. If we can only get to them. John, do you think many people, you know, died?
In the explosion? No, none.
Not? Well, how?
I couldn't stop the blast, but I could contain it. I jolted into the Harag spaceship, the one on the roof of the haunted house. I extended its force fields around the building itself. Come on, I can see an opening. Unless I miss my guess, Paul, we're looking at the Latex creatures.
Well, look at the size of them. And they look realistic.
Use your stun gun.
Wait, don't shoot us anymore. We surrender.
We only wanted to feed.
Paul, thank goodness you're here.
Ellie, what's been going on?
Say, that was rather obvious, Paul. Looks like the prey have turned the tables on their hunters.
It was the explosion. When the crowd panicked, their fear fed the Latex. They just shot up.
They feel quite
blunted. Well, the hurrah don't seem too badly hurt. More traumatized than anything. Paul, you better take their guns before they recover.
We didn't mean to hurt anybody. We were hungry.
I know, but we'd better get you and the hurrah out of here. I think we've caused enough of a spectacle for one day.
Tim's sending us some belts.
Good.
Yeah, that's right. They just blink out of one place, right, and they appear in another. It's like magic.
And not a moment too soon.
Luke, get someone to meet me at the big whirly chair thing. You'll find loads of witnesses, but I'm the only one who knows the whole story, all right? No. That's Maeve with an E.
Maeve, what are you doing?
Shh. I've got one of those big tabloids on phone. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Oh, well, just wait till they hear about all this. Then they'll want to talk to me.
I thought Tim asked you to be discreet.
Oh, blow that! This is going to be the biggest news story ever, and I saw it all. Disappearing weirdos, snotty computers, green blood, alien killing machines. Oh, I'm going to be dead famous, me. Now, that cow sounded like she can suck up to me when I'm rich. Well, she's got another thing coming. We've got the belts on everyone, John.
Okay, let's go.
Well, it's no more than I deserve, is it? After being shot at and held hostage and threatened.
Goodbye, Mavis.
Maeve? What? Where are you going? Wait! The reporters aren't here yet. You can't... Well, stuff you, then. Stuff the lot of you. Everyone saw that explosion, and they saw aliens parading about in broad daylight, shooting at each other. I've got proof. They'll have to believe me this time.
Saucers, now men in green costumes and a giant fireworks display. Still think it's a hoax, Richard?
I think someone should test the water at Mayview-on-Sea, Sue. Anyway, it's over to sports test now, where there's...
I thought you would like to know that the remaining Horag spaceship has just left Earth's atmosphere. With a fully functioning cloaking device.
Thank you, Tim. Let's hope that's the last we'll see of our erstwhile visitors.
I still don't like it. After all the trouble they've caused, we're just letting the Harag and the Latex leave together.
John's right, Paul. It's the best way.
So, how does this work again? The Harag are going to cure the Latex. Is that it?
Not quite, Paul. But they should be able to synthesize an artificial foodstuff that will give the creatures all the nourishment they need. According to my records, their technology is more than adequate for the task.
And the Latex will keep them locked up on their ship until they've succeeded.
Yeah, but how do we know the Harag will do as they're told? And what will the creatures live on in the meantime? And for that matter, what's to stop the Huntmaster from going after them once he's been set free?
All three of those questions have the same answer, Paul. John?
Well, I would have thought it was obvious. You see, the Harag are afraid of the Latex.
Also available from Big Finish Productions, The Tomorrow People, The Deadliest Species.
Where are the Tomorrow People? Can you jaunt me to them?
Who on earth are you?
My name is Stephen Jameson. I wanted to see the recruits grumpy old John was enlisting these days.
So you're Stephen, are you?
Leave me alone!
I have been searching to give you this!
John.
What now?
Oh, John, I've just received a message from the tree. The murderer has struck again.
Stephen, please, take me home. I'm dying.
This virus is unpredictable. I can confirm, however, it is Sorson in origin.
And we need one of them to tell us how to rectify it. And soon.
I don't know no tomorrow people.
I should have thought you'd be in awe of people who have saved your planet a multitude of times.
It's as if someone's deliberately taking the tomorrow people out, one by one. I don't know about you, Tim, but I don't feel very safe anymore.
The Ghosts of Mendes.
Funny place to hold a meeting. I wonder who you lot are. Not contractors, that's for sure.
I'll be honest. When I read the files, I found your kind to be a concern.
I think we better make a quick exit.
Agreed.
Oi!
I would like to understand you.
You really are sick, aren't you?
There can be little place for morals in science.
You don't say.
I don't understand.
Amazing, isn't it? It's called life.
No, don't touch me.
I'm getting the feeling that she's one of John's hippie love chicks. Am I right or am I right?
Tim! Can you still hear me? Tim!
Be very careful what you do. They're watching you. I've seen the reports.
How could you see secret reports?
But don't just do royal weddings, son.
Please, don't go. Don't leave us. John!
The Sign of Dialix.
I'm not safe!
How much do you know about the Reverend Jane Green?
Believe me, Alison, I'm nothing like everyone else.
I believe she's mixed up in something very dark.
I can enter your minds with ease, and you won't believe what I can do in there.
Dialix is all-powerful. The Reaver of Worlds. Dialix must be free.
Quickly! Close your mind! Shut it out!
Oh, John! I can't stand it! Too much for me, John!
Try to close your mind with Paulie.
This isn't working.
I'm going to get an AE suit and check out that spacecraft.
You have no idea what it is you're dealing with.
John, get down here now.
I'm coming.
Look out, she's got a knife.
What on earth?
John!
What happened? Where are you?
John seems to be in some distress, and his telepathic signal is very weak.
Alert. I'm an authorized personnel present.
We've got to get her out of there.
You see,
I am Dialix.
A new Atlantis.
You know, I've had that dream so often now, I'm starting to wonder if it's more than just a dream.
What do you mean?
You know, a psychic message or something.
Another breakout?
Maybe.
The psychic disruptions don't match any data we've received before. They're unique.
Unique and remarkably powerful.
Indeed.
You do realise he's a crook, don't you? I mean, you've only got to look at his suit.
Shut it! Down there!
What?
I said down there!
Tim? Where am I? And I'm not entirely sure, John. You seem to have been caught in some kind of spectacle between our dimension and another.
I know we should have switched the machines off a long time ago. But somehow...
I know.
Go on. Talk to him. It might feel a bit strange, but the doctors don't know for sure whether he can hear you or not.
We have to get out of here!
For more information on the Tomorrow People audio releases and to order online, please visit www.bigfinish.com. CDs are available for £9.99 directly from Big Finish Productions Limited, PO Box 1127, Maidenhead, Berkshire, SL63LW. Or call our credit card hotline on 01628 829 140.